Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're rejoicing over last night's service. Hope you had a great midweek service where you were. We had a wonderful time here. We're enjoying our study of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Finished up chapter 2 last night, and just a wonderful time together. Looking forward now to getting into chapter 3 and the one who desires the office of the bishop, and we'll discuss that, Lord willing, next Wednesday night. But I hope you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we move ahead and look forward to Sunday, and we look forward to a great Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to look at Isaiah 49, please. Isaiah 49. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 13, where the writer says, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Israel is captive in Babylon for nearly 70 years. And God, through his prophet, says to them that you will go forth, that he will bring them out into a land where they'll never hunger, they'll never thirst, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Israel said, "No, no, God has forgotten us. No, the Lord has forsaken us." And God says, "No." He says, "Can a woman forget her child? Can a woman who forget, and it's a sucking child, a child she's nursing? No, a mother, for a mother not love her child, that's just not natural. A mother's love is never ending. A mother's love is always there. She's always the last one to ever give up." He says, "Oh," and God says, "Well, listen, they may forget, but I will never forget you." Oh, I thank God today that God never forgets. Listen, my friend, God will never forget you. You may feel in captivity as Israel was, but God will not forget you. Listen, others may forget you, but God will not forget you. Though you may pray and no answer comes, God has not forgotten you. Though you do not understand the why of the situation you're in, God has not forgotten you. Though we may forget him, God does not forget us. Though God may chasten us, he does not forget us. Though God may rebuke us, he does not forget us. Though he may discipline us, he does not forget us. Though he does not remember our sins, he does not forget us. Though he does not remember our trespasses, he does not forget us. Though he does not remember our iniquities, he does not forget us. Though he doesn't remember our failures, he does not forget us. Moses kills the Egyptian, and then he flees to the wilderness. For 40 years, he's on the backside of the desert tending sheep for his father-in-law. Nothing from God for 40 years. I would just guess that he's felt forgotten by God. But he's resolved that I'm going to confess my sin and I'll just spend the rest of my life here. Till he saw the bush on fire and he turned aside to see why it wasn't consumed. And then a voice out of the bush, and it's God speaking to him after 40 years. "You will go deliver my people Israel." Moses would say, "God, don't you remember I killed a guy back there?" God says, "Is that right?" He says, "God, don't you remember what a miserable failure I was in Egypt?" God says, "No, I don't recall that." Lord, don't you remember what a hot temper I have? No, I don't recall that. Well, Lord, I know you. If you forgot about those things, I just fear you forgot about me too. No, Moses, no, I will never forget you. And he never forgot Peter. And he never forgot Paul and Barnabas. He never forgot Elijah when he wanted to end his life and just take his life. No, and he doesn't forget you, and he doesn't forget me. Press on. In Jesus' name, press on. Why? Because God hasn't forgotten. Oh, there's so many times God has just sent us something to let us know that he's never forgotten us. And he will always take care of us. God hasn't forgotten me. I mean, times where the provision comes just in the nick of time, just when we need it most. But God takes care of us. God takes care of us. He didn't forget Moses. He's not going to forget me. He didn't forget Joseph. He's not going to forget me. He didn't forget Elijah. He's not going to forget me. He didn't forget Samson. He won't forget me. He didn't forget John Mark after he quit the missionary trip. He won't forget me. He didn't forget Jonah when he fled to go to Tarshish, but he won't forget me. God will not forget you. Now, why won't God forget me? Because it says here in Isaiah, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Jesus can't forget you and me. You know why? Nail prints in his hands. When he looks at those nail prints, he thinks of you and me. The Bible says that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for me. Those nail prints remind him that he purchased for us with his blood on the cross. Those nail prints remind him that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. Those nail prints remind him that he redeemed us to God. Those nail prints remind him that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's why when you stray, he cannot forget you. That's why when you go into sin, he cannot forget you. That's why when you're a slave to sin, he cannot forget you. That's why when you forget him, he cannot forget you. He looks at his nail-scarred hands and say, I will never forget thee. Then he said, secondly, I won't forget you because your walls are ever before me. Now, he's referring to the broken down walls of Jerusalem. And you know what? God sees the broken down walls of our life, and he wants to rebuild them. He sees dreams that have been shattered and hopes that have been crushed, and life isn't what we thought it would be. Jesus says, I'd just like to rebuild your hopes and your dreams. Your walls are ever before me. I'm telling you today, God knows who you are, and God knows where you are. You mean little, insignificant me? Yes, absolutely. All things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You know, I remember as a kid, I wasn't even 12 years of age. I probably was more like 10. We went up to see the Cleveland Indians play the Baltimore Orioles. In those days, Earl Weaver managed the Baltimore Orioles, and they were good. They perennially would win the American League East and go to the World Series. And my dad played minor league baseball with Earl Weaver, and he wanted to go down and say hello to him. Now, understand, this would have been, late 60s, so it would have been almost 20 years since he played with my dad, probably 18 years or so. But he went down to the dugout. Remember, went down with him. He leaned over the side of the railing, and he was yelling in the dugout, Earl! Hey, Earl! And Earl Weaver looked over, and he looked up, and he said, Bobby! Bobby Slaybaugh! And I dare say was more than a little impressed that Earl Weaver remembered my dad. He didn't forget my dad. But I'm going to tell you something more impressive than that is that Jesus Christ will never forget me, and he'll never forget you. If you've been away from him, if you've gotten away from him and backslid, listen, my friend, return to him today. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. God will take care of you. Mr. and Mrs. Stillman Martin. The Martins were spending several weeks as guests at Practical Bible Training School in Leicestershire, New York. Mr. Martin was involved in helping the president of the school prepare a songbook. The Reverend Stillman Martin, a well-known Baptist evangelist, was invited to preach at a church some distance from the Bible school. But that Sunday morning, Mrs. Martin became very ill, making it impossible for her to accompany her husband to his preaching engagement. Mr. Martin considered canceling his speaking assignment since it would be needful him to be gone from her for a considerable time. But then their young son spoke up and said, Father, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he'll take care of Mother while you're away? Agreeing, Mr. Martin said he kept his preaching appointment, and the service was unusually blessed by God. And several people trusted Christ as their Savior as a result of the message. When he got home later that evening, he found that his wife's health was greatly improved. And that while he was gone, she had been busily engaged in preparing a new hymn text, inspired by the chance remark of their young son earlier that day. That same evening, Evangelist Martin composed the music for his wife's words, and they're still sung today. The next year, the hymn appeared in the collection, Songs of Redemption and Praise, compiled for the school by Evangelist Martin and the president, John Davis. The song, God Will Take Care of You, soon became a favorite hymn of Christian people everywhere. It goes like this, be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Then the chorus says, God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Verse 3. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Then the last verse. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. He'll take care of you today, Grandma. He'll take care of you today, Grandpa. He'll take care of you today, Mom. He'll take care of you today, Dad. He'll take care of you today, single mother. He'll take care of you, single dad. He'll take care of you, young person, teenager. God will take care of you. What a great promise. What a great truth. What a great God that we serve. I hope that's been a blessing to you today. It's blessed my heart today and been encouragement to me. And I hope it'll be encouragement to you. And I hope you'll encourage someone else with that truth today. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. And let's continue on for the Lord. And I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Tomorrow, it looks like I'd like to talk to you about there's none like him. There's none like him. Isn't that true? And what a great God we serve. Hope you'll live for him today. Remember to check out our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and you can pick up some past broadcasts there underneath the Words to Encourage. And if you want to donate to help with the radio broadcast, there's a donate button there as well. And you can sign up for our email that goes out every day as well called Daily Encouragement. And I hope that'll be a blessing to you. Have a wonderful Thursday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.